Today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's 5:25 in the afternoon, a sunny afternoon. I don't remember what we talked about ever. I know. It's always a... I believe we were on Monday, and honestly, the week is all a blur. We're on Wednesday, and the week is all a blur to me at the moment. I know I worked, so I'd scheduled an appointment. So I had a really bad week last week in work. And I decided, okay, I'm really going to get serious about this, figure out, you know, what I want to do when I grow up, figure out what I'm going to, you know, first I've got to figure out like, what do I want to do? What would make me happy? Is it staying in product management? Is it going back to being a developer? Is it becoming a full-time podcaster? Is it, you know, whatever, becoming a full-time trumpet player, teaching trumpet lessons? I don't know what, you know, what is it that I want to do? And unfortunately, I've become accustomed to making the living that I make. And so can I do those things and still make the kind of living that I'm making? And so I was like, okay, I'm going to Google for a career counselor. So I Googled, and how do you even find, and people said, oh, does your company provide that? And I looked, but I don't see any, I really don't see any career counseling, air quotes. I mean, we do have a like resources for living that's more of a counseling, like actual, you know, therapy, which I, you know, hey, I could use that as well, but I don't really see anything that says, hey, are you questioning the career you're in? Do you want to make a change? Blah, 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 blah. So I just did a Google search online, and I found a couple of companies that looked interesting. And I thought, okay, you know what? The consultation is free. I'm just going to schedule this consultation. So I scheduled the consult. So I filled out their form that says, hey, you know, and they had no prices on the website. So I had no idea how much this would cost. And so anyway, I filled it out and I got an email back immediately. But, you know, it's one of those automated things. And it says, hey, my name is Nora, blah, 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 blah. I do the consulting session. We have a 30-minute consulting session to figure out how we can help you. And then we go back and put together a plan, you know, specifically for you, and figure out if we have a coach that, you know, is suited to what you're needing, and put together like a recommended plan that we would go through. And so it said, if you would like to meet with me for the consultation, please click this link and, you know, book a time on my calendar and I will call you. So I did this, you know, I went to her calendar. I think it's a WordPress plugin, honestly, which is fine. I mean, it's fine. Probably a small business. So, so I went there, I scheduled the appointment, and that was, you know, that was pretty much all I did on Monday for that. And I worked on Monday, and then I have no idea what we did in the evening. I know I cooked Monday. I cooked steak. I'm going back on Weight Watchers, and I looked up, you know, a steak and just a sweet potato, no butter on the sweet potato, just some cinnamon. And I put a little bit of artificial sweetener, because I like a sweet, sweet potato. And I feel like I did something else. We had a sweet potato. Oh, I had leftover salad. So we had a salad as well, which Mark doesn't like salad, but I gave both of us some salad. I really like salad, actually. And so I cooked that. I sous vide the fillets. I have a cast iron pan that just has grill lines. I don't know what to call it, but it's a griddle pan. It's a grill pan. It's got the raised bumps. It's a cast iron pan. It's got the raised slats. You put your meat on it and you get those grill marks, you know? So I did that, just seared it really quickly on both sides. I warmed up some garlic and butter and just poured a little bit of that over, just a tiny little bit, like a half a tablespoon per person. And we ate, we watched, I think we were watching The Bear still, which I know I talked about that already. And it was good. Actually, the steak was very tender and pretty flavorful. I think I could have had a little bit more salt and a little bit more garlicky flavor on it. But actually it turned out really good. The potato was good. The salad was good. All of that was good. So, you know, first day, successful on Weight Watchers. And then on Tuesday, again, I worked, and then it was time for, you know, I was going to have this consultation with this lady and I wasn't really looking forward to it because honestly, I used to love therapy. I used to love talking to people about bettering myself and all of that kind of stuff. But as I've gotten older, I guess it is social anxiety. I mean, Mike Lawson used to say, "Oh my God, Adam, you have social anxiety." I just get kind of nervous when I'm going to be talking to people. Especially, I don't know why, like even it is so funny because even when I'm booking services that we need, like around the house, like cleaning or a lawn company or landscaping or some sort of construction workers or, you know, whatever the case may be, I get nervous when I have to when I have to meet with those people. It's so weird. But anyway, I was getting nervous, but I was ready. I actually hooked my phone into the mixer so that I could talk to her, you know, at my desk and not have to hold the phone up to my ear. And I'm surprised they don't do like Zoom conferences or whatever, but it was an actual phone conversation and it was supposed to be at 5:00. So I finished my day of work and it was supposed to be at 5:00 and then no call. She's supposed to call me. I don't get a call at 5:03, no call at 5:05, no call at 5:08, no, et cetera, et cetera. And I sat here until around 5:20. And then I thought, why? Well, that's unprofessional. Like, why would this woman not call me? And then I looked at my email and I realized, and I still don't know if this is the reason. And I know, like I said, all of this is automated, I'm sure. So I realized that the confirmation email that I got for the appointment had a yes, no, maybe. So I think it was like when you receive a calendar invite and you have to accept it. And so I think what happened is I didn't accept the calendar invite. And so the lady thought, you know, I was just fake, like a bot or something. And I didn't accept the calendar invite. And so she didn't call me, which makes complete sense. So now I need to reschedule that. And I'm going to reschedule it, but it's, you know, I'm going to. So that was a bust. And then last night I made adobo chicken, the Filipino recipe. And it was really good. I had some ramen noodles and it was on the high side of points, but I'm still within my points for the week. Really flavorful. It was really good. And I found ramen noodles. Normally when you buy ramen noodles, they only sell them in those packets that have the seasoning with them, which is fine, but I don't always want to use the seasoning. Like sometimes I just want the noodle. And I always wondered, do they just sell the noodle anywhere? And probably at like an Asian market they do. But we don't go to Asian markets very often, so it's not something that I have. But anyway, I found at the store, at our local grocery store at Walmart, a package of just ramen noodles. No seasoning packets. And so I used those and worked out well. The sauce that was with the chicken, I tossed the noodles in the sauce and then just put the chicken on top. Super good. I wanted something sweet last night. I had cherries. So again, on Weight Watchers, fruit is 0 points. Mark had bought me a cherry pitter for Christmas. So I used the cherry pitter to get the pits out, and it was good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.